I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel struck military sites in Iran early on Saturday, saying it was retaliating against Tehran's missile attack on Israel earlier this month, the latest clash in the escalating conflict between the heavily armed rivals. A semi-official Iranian news agency vowed a proportional reaction to the Israeli strikes, but there are urgent calls for restraint, including from British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I am clear that Israel has the right to defend itself against Iranian aggression. I'm equally clear that we need to avoid further regional escalation and urge all sides to show restraint. Iran should not respond.
Israel's military said scores of jets had completed three waves of strikes before dawn against missile factories and other sites. Iran said its air defenses had successfully countered the attack, but two soldiers were killed and some locations suffered limited damage. Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates were among those who condemned Israel's strikes. An Israeli airstrike on a Lebanese border crossing on Friday has jeopardized the main escape route for people fleeing into Syria, says United Nations Refugee Agency Middle East spokesperson Rula Amin.
We also saw more Israeli airstrikes at two border crossings between Lebanon and Syria. And this is hindering and really putting at risk a main lifeline that people use to escape the conflict in Lebanon and cross into Syria.
Israel's military claims the route was being used by Hezbollah to transfer weapons. Lebanon state media reported that at least eight Israeli strikes hit Beirut's southern suburbs late Friday. The Israeli army had earlier told residents of two neighborhoods in the area to leave, warning that it would strike Hezbollah targets there. This is VOA News.